Excellency Cho. Would you have that?
And his very important guest, Mr. Joel Chick-fil-A, is here with him. Today we're going to explain a little bit about the awards that will be given out.
He said, you know, growing up, when I was training every day and teaching and competing with you and your brothers, and I refer to you guys as my brothers, to everyone that I talk to, he said, the thing that got me through cancer is that you guys taught me, and Grandmaster Kim taught me, to always fight, to overcome challenges, to have the desire to overcome. And I use the philosophy, the desire, the will to live, the determination, and he said, that's what got me through bone transplant and also multiple chemotherapy. And he said he went from 240 pounds and he was down to 130 pounds.
Mas David.
Yes, sir.
Receiving the award today, his favorite song, Nessun Dorma.
This song is from the Upper Antwerp, and it's all about victory. And victory is exactly what Grandmaster Kim represents, and that is exactly what this school represents. Let's hear it!
Thank you.
gentlemen, my name is Christopher Macchio. Does that sound familiar? All my life I was asked, are you related to the Karate Kid? And I've got to say, I've been inspired today at the skills that were put on display today. Let's give a wonderful round of applause for all our graduates. Unbelievable. What an inspiration. So you're very, very fortunate. You are very, very lucky you made the trip out here today, because today is a very special event that we're hosting now. I am Christopher, and I represent the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences. This is an organization that was founded in 1949 by Mr. Frank Sinatra. The purpose of this organization was to recognize, originally, fine dining. And in the years since 1949, the Academy has expanded to recognizing excellence in all kinds of categories and has now become the highest accolade worldwide. Thank you very much. We have our own inspirational leader, Mr. Joseph Cinque, who has taken the Academy to these different categories. But this, today, is a first. This is the very first time that the American Academy of Hospitality Sciences is recognizing excellence in this field, in the field of martial arts. This academy, this school, represents the very, very best that our country has to offer. This country of immigrants. And the inspirational leader that created this, seven schools now in the tri-state area, is all due to the hard work of a man that we are now here to recognize. A man who came to this country, born in Korea, has been a professor, has become a restaurateur, has expanded his horizons all over the place, and now it is with great pleasure that the 5-Star Diamond Award and Lifetime Achievement Award is bestowed upon the leader of this school. Let's hear it for Grand Mr. Kim! Now we will read the inscription on the Lifetime Achievement Award. From Korea to the USA, living the epitome of the American dream, selected for his leadership, vision, and knowledge in ancient martial arts, 9th degree black belt status, acclaimed as one of the world's highest ranking grandmasters, Grandmaster Kim builds discipline and self-respect to thousands of students through his ability of expertise training at Dragon Kim's Karate USA, also recognizing his many charitable good works. He is a true entrepreneur and a philanthropist in every way. Please, let's hear it for Grandmaster Kim!
My name is Joe Cinque, and it gives me such a great honor to bestow this award to this gentleman, Grandmaster King. And there's no one even close to him. I mean, he is the one of a kind. He's the greatest. And today he's in company, I have to say, in boxing, Muhammad Ali, in soccer, in baseball, Derek Jeter. And his category today is growing unbelievable. karate and everything they put into it, it's just unbelievable. And we're recognizing because he is one of a kind. And Master Kim, why don't you say something to the audience?
Thank you so much. I am humbled and humbled by this recognition. I accept this award. All the unsung heroes out there, I'm standing on their shoulder today. I accept this award for all of you out there struggling to live a life but bounce back successfully. And I will thank you to accept this award. Those people who order every immigrant to come this great nation to pursue American dream. Also, I accept this award. All the men and women in uniform to fight the safety of this nation for us to live in peace. It is my great honor. I never expect I will receive this kind of award in my life.
When I said great, this is a great man, and a man has so much courage and determination. I lost a great friend, Rocky Marciano. He was another great leader, a great fighter, and he had determination never except losing, winning. And I have to say, I wish he was here today with Master Kim, Grandmaster Kim. The two of them would have loved each other. Two greats, and you know it's a pleasure for us today. Thank you.
And lastly, we'd like to recognize individually some of the schools that have made this institution what it is. This man, you know, all of us, I think, all great men and all great institutions are measured by the legacy they leave behind. And now, the Academy would like to bestow the award on three of the schools. So we would like to bring up those representatives, the grandmasters of those respective schools. Please give a warm round of applause for Mr. John Kim of Richmond Avenue.
I couldn't finish all the
word I forgot to say. I work all of the life. I found any place, every place. Even I go to a hospital or doctor, they say, I was in your student. Law office, I was in by your student. Even Home Depot said, the leader of the group came over to me, that I was your student. I told them, once you are Marine, you are always Marine. Once you are my student, you are always, I'm so proud of each one of them. You know why? We taught basic foundation to be a winner of the life. Foundation so firm, I will be already mentioned that desire, determination, devotion, discipline, those four components are basic foundation to success. There's enough to the success in business, location, location, location. Enough to success in life, once again, desire, determination, discipline, and devotion. You can do, handle anything in the world. You can be top of the world. Matter of fact, this my very respectable Joe Sinclair. He tried to travel all over the world to try to find someone to be example, role model for every young generation to pursue the dreams and the hope, what they can be. The same footstep. Those people who success in their life. But I think one of my friends, Julius Natso, he told him, don't look for any report. We have a real man in Staten Island. That's why we are introduced by Joe Sinclair. And today is a big day for all, not only this one for me, it's everyone over here. Everyone is for your victory, your trophy, your award. And I like to share each one of you. And I thank you, and thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Grandmaster Karen. All instructors, all students, face the front.
Yes, sir.
To you all. What you do?
Thank you, sir, for coming to our promotion board, and congratulations on the award. Parents and guests, thank you for your patience. Instructors, give a round of applause one more time, one last time, for this amazing award.